land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Thursday, November 9th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just to wrap up these clean energy package of bills that the Democrats have rammed through the House and the Senate, wrapping up yesterday, now forwarding these on to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for her massive bill signing, which she will line up a press conference, press releases, will be blasting it out there. You'll be seeing Governor Gretchen Whitmer's face on national news shows here when she does it, drawing all kinds of national attention to her and what Michigan has just done under her governorship. Well, in addition to the bills that basically gives the Michigan Public Service Commission total permitting approval process over windmills, wind turbines, and solar farms, they've also passed their clean energy standard by 2040. This is 100% of our electric grid to be produced by renewable energy, wind, solar, and nuclear by 2040. In addition, Senate Bill 273 requires utility companies to boost their energy efficiency savings within their own operations from 1% to 1.5%. Again, causing electricity to go up. Senate Bill 502 to expand the Michigan Public Service Commission's authority to prioritize a host of new goals in its decision-making, from climate change to energy affordability and reliability. That's another bill. A third bill, Senate Bill 519, to create an office in the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity that would help retrain automotive and energy workers whose jobs could be replaced amid the shift to electric vehicles production and renewable energy. So if you're going to lose your job at a factory making F-150s or gas engine vehicles because they're shifting to electric vehicles in other plants, well, they're going to retrain you. and hopefully get you jobs in this new renewable energy industry. Senate Bill 277 to codify an existing state rule allowing farmers to rent their land for solar farms while staying enrolled in the state's farmland preservation program. You can stay in the farmland preservation program, setting aside farmland to be maintained naturally, not developed. Well, they get tax credits for that. You can stay in that program and you can still rent your land for solar farms. Unbelievable. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house in the next segment. Finally, hopefully the surgery went well. We'll talk to him about that. In Eagles in Michigan. We'll be right back. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan. Unlimited access and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Little Travis Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travis Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two on this Thursday. Dr. Jeff finally in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
First of all, I had actually it was good timing that you had surgery yesterday during our normal slot because I had to do post-election day and talk about all the things that happened on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
But what surgery were you doing yesterday morning where you had to postpone coming on the show?
Well, what actually had, it was for me, I didn't have surgery, but I had a procedure done. It's called a HIDA scan. It's a gallbladder evaluation. So sometimes the healer has to get himself healed.
Yes, there you go. Okay, so it wasn't on an animal, it was on yourself.
Yep.
So. Okay, very good. Well, we missed you. I had a couple of people text me some questions yesterday, and I'm like, sorry, Jeff's coming on tomorrow. And then, of course, normally 9:15 to 9:30, you couldn't make that. What happened this morning?
Well, this morning we had a cat that was brought in from the shelter that they had caught, was running loose with a trap stuck on its foot.
Whoa!
So the so they brought it in. Obviously, couldn't hardly touch this thing because it was in pain. And so we went ahead, and it was like, it's a regular leg hold trap, but it had been on there for a while. So we had to sedate the cat, took it off, and then the foot, it was too damaged. It's been on too long, so we just had to remove the leg. But the cat's doing great. It's a really nice cat. It almost makes me think it's somebody's lost pet. But they've been advertising it or putting it on the Facebook page, and nobody's claimed it yet. So
okay, so yeah. Hopefully they'll be able to come forward and get their cat back. Oh, man, that's amazing. So
yep.
How long do you think the trap had been on?
Probably, I'd say probably 2 or 3 days. Long enough, you know, it cuts off the circulation, so everything – you know, past the trap, is dying off.
Right.
And then at this point, then the gangrene starts to set in. So we had them on antibiotics, and then you just kind of do the old Civil War thing where you amputate above the infection. So,
right. Absolutely. Yep. And this picture you sent me, this beautiful cat, black cat,
yeah. Yep.
With looks like green eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice. Once we got the trap, with the trap on, he wasn't too happy. But once we got it off and got him on some pain medicine, he'd let you pet him, and so it's this really makes me think is it's not a feral or a wild cat, you know, or some alley cat. Somebody's cat got lost.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we'll put that out there, and folks, if they know anybody with a pretty black cat with green eyes and they've been missing it, call Dr. Jeff there at the animal hospital. Hey, Jeff, I wanted to talk to you, too, because you were listening into the show this morning. You heard me talking about these wind turbines, mm-hmm. these windmills, and the effect they have on the landscape, the beautiful natural scape that we have up here in northern Michigan. But
oh, yeah.
you had a comment about eagles, American bald eagles.
Oh, yeah, there's a little there's a dirty little secret that they don't tell you about these things. They kill a lot of birds and a lot of bats because these things are just tall enough to still be right in that flight zone, okay, for, mm-hmm. you know, birds and bats. And when those tips are moving and spinning, now you're sitting there looking at them. You know, sometimes, you know, obviously it depends on the wind speed, but you're looking at them like, it doesn't look like you're going that fast. Well, those tips can get to going around 200 miles an hour, especially if the wind picks up. And, you know, there's no way they just fly into them because they can't, the bats, it's hard for them to detect them. You know, the echolocation, and
sure.
Birds can't see them and they just smack into them. I mean, to the point out in California where there's a lot of these things, they're killing like off a third of the condors that they're trying to reestablish. So about a third of the birds that they release get killed every year by all the wind farms.
Unbelievable.
You know, and it's the same thing up here. I mean, if you go look underneath the windmills, there's dead birds everywhere and dead bats. And the other one that they didn't tell you, what was it off the coast out in the Atlantic Ocean? I can't remember which state. It was North Carolina or something, mm-hmm. where they put the windmills on the pylons out in the sea,
right?
And then all of a sudden the whales started beaching themselves. Well, yeah, because these things are vibrating and sending out infrasonic noise that is interfering with the whale migration. So, you know, there's always a hidden cost to things that you have to take into effect or take into account.
Wow, that's amazing. And that is, again, just part of the sound that's generated from the wind turbines?
Yeah, because they just happen to put out, they put out the frequency at the right, or the sound at the right frequency that it interferes with the whale's echolocation.
Amazing. I got another text message just came in. It says, 500,000 to a million birds a year in the United States?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Those numbers are huge. Well, and then let's backtrack a little bit. You mentioned the word bats and how important you've always told us bats are to our ecosystem. What do bats do?
Well, bats keep the bug population down.
Mosquitoes
and gnats and all those things. And, what was it when I had my first set of horses? First year we had them, bugs weren't too bad. And then the next year or two, the bugs were just terrible. And we're like, then they start finding out that's when white nose disease hit upper Michigan. And we lost like 90% of our hibernaculums or 90% of our bats. And it's amazing how much, a bat will literally eat its weight in mosquitoes every night. And, as a kid, you'd go outside and you'd see bats everywhere flying all over the place.
Sure.
And now it's like rare, like, oh, look, a bat. You don't hardly see them. I think they are starting to make a comeback. They're starting to recover. Obviously putting up these,
well, it's funny. Skinny
ninja blades isn't going to help.
right. Well, it's funny you mentioned that because Vicky and I got married on Mackinac Island in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And in August, when all the fudgies would go back on the last ferry, the island becomes magical. It completely shifts to local residents with no tourists, right?
Yeah.
Well, we'd be down on Main Street going to the various restaurants and bars and different places, listening to the guitar players and the singers and all that.
Yeah.
And, man, we used to have to duck bats underneath those canopies, there on Main Street in downtown Mackinac Island. Yep. Last couple of times I've been over to the island, I haven't even seen a bat.
No. Yeah, it that white nose disease certainly took a hit on, took a hit on our bat population.
Now, you have mentioned and have called for people to actually put up houses, bat houses. Yep. Explain what those are and how people should do them, why they should do them.
Well, you should do them, and you can go online and Google, they'll tell you there's specific dimensions that how you have them. But what it's going to do, it's going to give the bats a safe place to roost. It'll hopefully attract bats to your neighborhood or to your place, which then they're going to eat all your mosquitoes, so that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But it just gives them more living space. Safe living space, too.
Right. Now, do the other type of birds try to occupy those bat houses, or are they made in such a way that only bats will go into them?
They're pretty much made in such a way that only bats will get into them. I think the only thing I've ever heard an issue with, sometimes you'll get like a mud dauber nest on it or something like that.
Okay.
Where you can knock it off.
Right. So this would actually help, like you say, naturally, if people have mosquitoes, mm-hmm. or they want to sit out on their deck or their patio or maybe around their fire pit or something, this would be a natural way to do it as opposed to spraying these chemicals.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be more effective, too. So, because the chemicals are only going to last, and honestly, it was so bad at our house with the mosquitoes that I did fog a couple times. Just to try to keep it down so you could actually go outside, but it only lasted for 3 or 4 days, and you don't want to just keep spraying, because then if you keep spraying pesticides, now remember, everything has a cost. Now you're spraying pesticides, it kills, it'll kill the mosquito, but it also will kill the, our beneficial insects, our pollinators and stuff like that too. So,
right.
Actually what I've gone to now, I found a few years ago, it's called a mosquito magnet.
Okay.
If you see these things, it's a little contraption. You hook a propane tank up to it. So mosquitoes are attracted by carbon dioxide and heat. And what this thing does is it combusts the propane at a very low level. And you can also put it's called octanol. It's a mosquito scent attractant. And you stick this on there, and the thing's got like a little fan on it, a little vacuum. So what it'll do is the carbon dioxide and the scent of this octanol will spread over an acre and attract all the mosquitoes to that mosquito magnet, and then it sucks them up inside. And then, I mean, we catch quite a bit of them, actually.
Really? Got,
like, a little trap. Yeah. Works well. 2 points. You want to make sure, one, don't put it next to your patio because it attracts the mosquitoes to it. You want to put it, or better yet, what you want to do is you want to gift one to your neighbor for Christmas, so they put it, so all the mosquitoes go to their house. And that's the other thing, too. People put up remember the old bug zappers with the lights?
Yeah.
Mosquitoes aren't attracted to ultraviolet light. So, yeah, you'll catch a few mosquitoes in it, but the bug zappers don't work very well for mosquitoes.
Yes.
They'll work for the other bugs, but not them.
And this mosquito magnet, what are we looking at? What's the cost on them? Where do you get them?
I ordered mine from Amazon. It was like a couple $100, I think. It wasn't bad. I can't remember now off the top of my head.
Okay.
And one tank, I think I go through 2 20-pound tanks a season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a set it and forget it thing.
Yeah, so, let it go. And yep. Then do you run it at night only?
No, you just plug it in, leave it plugged in. I mean, sometimes I even forget it's there. My wife had to remind me to go bring it inside because it's getting to be winter.
She said, "Hey, my gosh.
Go get that thing before." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I forgot about that."
Wow, so, that's amazing. So just it runs constantly and just keeps the up to 1 acre, you're saying, free of mosquitoes.
Yep. Well, significantly lower. You know, I won't say
sure,
free, but yeah.
Unbelievable. I got a text message that was from yesterday's show. Said that they're noticing that the dog is running in and out of the house more. And they said they haven't changed their diet. They haven't changed their watering. But for some reason, the dog's wanting to go outside more often. What could possibly be triggering this?
Like go outside to go to the bathroom or just wanting to go outside?
They didn't say. So let's just go with the first one. Just wants to go outside more.
Well, it's nice out. You know, they just want to be, maybe it's not as hot or something, or maybe there's some interesting smell outside that they want to be out. So,
okay. What if it is going to the bathroom more?
Now, if you get it, there's a couple things. You're going to get an increase in urination, and that can be an indication of several different things. You can have a kidney issue. Obviously, diabetes is on that list if you're drinking a lot and they're urinating a lot. You know, liver problems can do that. They could have a urinary tract infection, can make them feel like they have the urge to go to the bathroom. So then they're going to go in and out a lot too. So if you're seeing them go out and wanting to pee or try to pee, and then, contact your veterinarian, get a urine sample and make sure you don't have a, you know, medical condition going on.
Got it. Very good.
Yep.
Do you have any other schedule activities in the hospital today, or are you heading out on farm day?
Nope. Actually, today we are partnering with Zoetis today. Zoetis used to be Pfizer's animal health arm, and they sold off and formed their own company, and we are going to start helping them do some clinical research trials. So stay tuned for that. So that's kind of exciting.
Interesting.
Yep.
That's great. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on even late after the surgery today, and we'll have you back next Wednesday, folks, if you have any questions. But most importantly, store this phone number in your phone for the Sioux Animal Hospital. It's area code 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. That way you'll have it stored in your phone if you ever need it, especially on weekends. Don't be calling me asking me for Jeff's number. We greatly appreciate you, brother.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.